Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Thank you so much for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. And wherever you are listening around the world on Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook Live, thank you so much. Oh, what a thing. I can't even. Amy Kalabuchar vows to resettle 500% more refugees. None in her neighborhood in Minnesota. Nope. Nope, she ain't going to house them, but she's going to bring them here, even though they don't want to be here. Remember I talked about that CNN interview where they talked to that Syrian refugee? What do you think about these evil Republicans that don't want you here? We don't want to be here. We want to live in our own country. No one will help us. Yes, Trump sets presidential record, you know, as the incumbent president in New Hampshire. Let me see here. Wow, 123,629. Yeah, that's the facts. I'll get into all that result. Girls are looking at blocking transgender males. You know, these guys that have no resemblance of a female at all and just want to compete and guarantee wins. You know, former Vice President Joe Biden delivered a defiant message. Graft-ridden, but defiant message. Because he basically got blown out in New Hampshire. When we were the incumbents coming in here, we got blown away. Man, dude, stop. Biden, you suck. You're like Bloomberg. Go home. You know, Elizabeth Warren is talking about how that when Kamala Harris, how she had to leave the race. You know, I'm having a hard time. I may have to cancel the show just because I can't deal with the fact that Kamala Harris is out of the race. I still can't get over that. It's rough, man. It is. It's rough. See, my wife doesn't understand how I can't get over the fact that Kamala Harris is not. I'm glad she's gone. I couldn't put her. Oh, dude. Lord help her. Button Greg, I'll tell the Trump supporters that the president thinks you're a sucker. Okay, there, Button Chug. Whatever. Trump threatens to pull federal cannabis protection. I'll get into that much, much more. And Ollie Out Pachin, Manchester United. I'll get into that and so much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. Pardon me. Philippians 2:5. You must have the same attitude that Jesus Christ had. Right, you need to have that same attitude. Welcome to the program, folks, and I'm gonna clarify something. You know, because like I always do this, because I always look at Lyle Mays and Pat Metheny as like one, and yeah, they're different people. And I'm like, because I was like, well, you know, and I'm one of those people that's always been like, you know what? The Pat Metheny group will never be the same without Lyle Mays. You know, he made Pat Metheny, and Pat Metheny made him, and Steve Robbie, you know, nothing against him or Pat Metheny, but, you know, Lyle Mays has just made that group, like, that good group phenomenal. You know, I'd love to go see Pat Metheny. He'd be amazing. Just without Lyle Mays, it'd be never the same. You know, it's sort of like Dead & Company. They're amazing. They're, without Jerry, they're never the same. It's not. It's different. It's good. It's really good. It's just different. It's not in bad, or it's not like, well, you know, well, Pat Metheny sucked. You know, it was only Lyle Mays that did it all. No. They were like a connection, a chain. I mean, like, all, like I'm listening all kinds of Lyle Mays. Just like, just amazing. I mean, what he did with Pat Metheny, incredible. If you never heard him, check him out. You know. Same thing. If you ever got to see Colonel Bruce, oh, incredible. He was, oh my. And he always was like, you know, he always loved it when, like, some kid from that like, because I love, there's like a 12-minute video where Colonel Bruce is talking about, what do you think about the music of today? And how, you know, and it's neat to see that and kind of, you know, yeah, new. But there are glimpses of hope. There are people, like, I forget who that channel is, the guy that got $80,000 raised, and everyone got, like, $700 to buy a guitar, like, amps or whatever, like, strings. I'd have gotten, like, a $200 guitar, case, and strings. And if it was acoustic, there you go. If it was electric, and that's what I tell people, get what you want. There's no, you don't have, because there's all this people, you know, if you want to, if you're a fan of Steve Vai and you like him, learn to play on his guitar. Go, what I always recommend, find one that feels comfortable to you. You know, if you pick up one, you're like, don't even think about it. Just pick it up and play it. Don't look at it. If you may sit there, I don't really like this per se, but man, I just play it. I just love the way it feels in my hands. I love, you know, like I do all the time with my drum set. You can hit all these different heads. And okay, these are solid hickory. These are like glued particle board. I rarely have anyone that can differentiate between why one, you know. And that's what I tell people, you know, because there's many times I've said, well, you know, Lyle Mays, Pat Metheny, like, they're like one, because they were. They were like, you know, Steve Robbie was amazing, too. I mean, I'm not putting one of them, but, you know. Anyway, it's just one of those things that they were just incredible together, and without them, you know, without Lyle Mays, it's they'll be amazing, don't get me wrong, but they won't be the same. They just won't be the same, you know. Because they had plans to kind of come back and do stuff, and it never fruitioned. You know, but I want to get in. Now that I'm moving on, folks, remember when I was talking about CNN and that lady was like, well, how do you feel about these evil conservatives that don't want you refugees here? We don't want to be here. We want to go back to our home in Syria, but, you know, no one wants to help us. You know, where's the help to get us to, you know? And you have Senator Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat, is vowing to increase the number of refugees resettled in the United States by more than 500%. If elected president, almost none whom would likely be resettled in her neighborhood. No, I think we should give her the White House, and these 500% of refugees should live in the White House, and it should be an open door. Now, she's probably someone that's against guns, but then wants to have people around her with guns protecting her.
Well, I was trying to show you the video before, you know, how I was looking. I can't even find it, but it was this reporter, Steve. MBNC, or what's, you know what channel I'm thinking of.
MSNBC?
MSNBC, or
whatever. MSNBC.
you said it right. But a reporter taking polls, here comes someone who voted, sir, Is it okay? You're going to be on TV. Who did you vote for? Put the mic in his face. Donald J. Trump. And you could see her. She visibly changed, but she kept it up. Why? Didn't Bernie Sanders ever, didn't Bernie Sanders do anything for you? He said, look, his policies are un-American. No, he said that last. He said, they're anti-growth, they're anti-life, and I'm a Roman Catholic. And he gave about four things, anti-American, anti-growth, I think he said anti-sustainable.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Anyway. Unsustainable.
Unsustainable. Okay. But yeah. And he said, yeah, he voted for Trump. She didn't know what to say. She ended it right there. I don't know if she has a job anymore letting that get through. I mean, yeah. I mean, you should have seen the look on her face. That's not what she wanted to hear. You know?
Mm-hmm. And I agree. It's just, they don't know how to handle, like that CNN lady, these evil conservatives, they don't want you to hear these Republicans. We don't want to be here. We want to be in our own country. We want someone to help us. We don't want to be in this country.
That's what I don't understand. Any other time they want us to send money. I mean, okay, now you give Ukraine aid and money. We got to do this, but we can't actually make a country better or help them support themselves.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't understand. I don't. I mean, am I missing something?
Yeah.
I'm asking for a friend.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah. I just want to know what I'm missing.
Oh, Lord, but that's how it is. You know, I mean, that's how this world is. You know, I mean, you know, like with Pat Metheny, without Lyle Mays, it's never the same. And, you know, this country, we can't make up, you know, we're not great. We got to take in all these people. We can't help our vets. We got thousands of vets that need help. Where's their help? Where's their coming together? Where's their? But guess what, folks? You know?
You know, like I told one of my clients that I used to go see before I couldn't do it anymore, and she was a Democrat. I go, you know what? I'll help illegals. I'll help other countries when there is absolutely no child going hungry, no homeless anybody in this country, no homeless Americans in this country.
Yeah.
When no one's in poverty, then we can help other people.
Yeah.
We have enough problems here.
Yeah.
We don't have the ability to help anybody. We need to help our own right now.
Yeah.
What other country helped us when we became a country?
Yeah.
Now we have congresswomen who says, pull yourself up by your bootstrap. It can't be done. It doesn't make any sense. Well, she's a donkey face that doesn't make any sense.
Yep. Like the John Mellencamp song said, you know, we're dropping our bombs in the Southern Hemisphere where people are starving right here.
Exactly.
You know, it's, oh, how dare you don't want to help these, and me, okay, how many of you out there that want to resettle these Syrians here are going to take them in? Oh, no, you want to resettle them, you want them to, because it's un-Christian to not bring them here, but are you going to house them? Are you going to take care of them?
And here's my thing. We helped ourselves. We went to war with England and stuff. Did we have France and did we have Spain's help? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did we depend on them? They were going to take. This would have been France or Spain if they could have gotten it from us.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. Can I get an amen? Because you know that's
true. Amen.
Because you know that's true. They would have taken it from us if they could have. How do we know, and I'm being dead ass serious, how do we know that we are not hurting these countries more than we're helping them by any interference? We need to be like on Star Trek. No interference. You can't. We can observe, but don't interfere.
Yep. Yeah. Because there's a lot of people that say when we took Saddam Hussein out, it started the whole caliphate, and it started ISIS expanding and getting bigger. Was Saddam Hussein a bad person? Of course he was. There, in some of those situations, it's a no-win situation.
Right. When situations like that, this is my feeling, and I have said this before, you need to poop or get off the pot. You need to take them all out, bomb the whole country. You ask permission later, you do it, you bomb the whole country, go and get the oil, let them repopulate in 30, 40 years, never the nukes clear up. I don't care. Just that way, no one else would bother us.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like, how long has it been since we did that to China? Okay, we had any, I mean, the Cold War did not escalate. They knew we would throw the bomb. Especially when we got Ronald Reagan in there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think they'd think that Trump wouldn't do a bomb?
Yeah.
Come on.
See, they feared him because his name was Ronnie Reagan.
There you go.
You know, I mean, yeah, especially with Japan, when we did the atomic bomb, okay, we're done. Okay, we don't mess with you people. You might bomb us.
Exactly.
That's why China didn't do anything.
Exactly.
That's why Russia...
Because of this coronavirus, did you hear what North Korea leader Kim Jong-un did yesterday or this morning? I don't know what the time difference is. I heard it today. He killed, I think it's his first in command, second in command, because he was supposed to be in quarantine because he had the coronavirus. And he went into a public bath. So they killed him. And
So he was in China?
No. Do you know how close they are together?
Well, yeah, but to get in, he'd have to be in China.
Not if people went back and forth.
They don't
That's
really
how
allow.
They came here. What happened is how it even got here or in the other countries, it's in like 15 different countries now.
Yeah, because people, China has told anyone that it's not.
But before it even got out, when people started getting sick, they got on planes and went back to the countries where they were, or they went to other countries, and that spread it.
Well, I know that.
So they don't know how he got it, and we don't even know if that's true,
yeah.
Or if he just wanted to get rid of him. It's not like we're talking to a real sane person.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying that he killed his second in command because he went into a public bath after being diagnosed with the coronavirus.
Well, I mean, it's just, I don't know what to make of that thing. I don't, you know. Because I've seen videos where people from China have come out saying how it's 100 times worse than the Chinese government says it is. There's thousands and thousands dead and dying. And
250 people. This was what was reported. 250 people died just yesterday from it in China.
See, and that's one thing I keep forgetting to do because I want to look up, like, when was this first ever found out ever? Because I've heard that.
I did do a little bit of research because if you look, human coronavirus is on your Lysol can. This is a new strain. This strain has never, no one has ever seen this strain.
So, like, if I get Lysol, that coronavirus is in the bottle?
No. The human coronavirus is on the bottle that it kills. It kills it. This is a new strain of that virus. Just like there's different kinds of flus, there's different kinds of viruses, there's a different kind of that.
Oh. Because the way they were talking, this is, no one's ever heard of this or ever seen it. That's what they were all saying.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, I can understand the different strain, but anywho. Enough about Asian people. Because they all look alike. Just kidding, folks. Just kidding. It's a South Park joke.
Take a joke, people.
Take a joke, folks. Because, you know, that's... Oh, he make joke. Oh, what is joke? Oh, let me look it up. Let me see here. Oh, joke mean. Oh, funny. Welcome to a city walk. I take order, please.
I need a white guy pretending to be a Mongolian.
Yeah, it's a white guy pretending to be a Mongolian. It's fun, though. I mean, that's what we used to do back in the day. But to think about this, this is what's going on, folks. President Reagan, as an incumbent in New Hampshire, had 65,033 votes. Bill Clinton had 67,797. Bush, 52,962. Obama in 12 only had 9,480. Trump has 123,629. That many.
I'm going to vote in the Democratic Party primary.
And then what are you going to write in? Trump?
I don't know. I'm going to see who's on the ballot. I'm just to mess it up. Just to mess with them.
I couldn't know because then that we had to be a registered Democrat. I would think so. I mean, I wouldn't vote for a Democrat. I don't care.
If you wanted to go and vote, you don't have to be registered. You could just go vote.
I mean, you don't need an ID.
Here
you thank God. But Button Chug, you know, Peter Button Chug or Button Greg, whatever is Button Greg, but I hate that guy. But I'd tell you, Trump supporters that.
We don't hate anybody, we are hated. We don't hate anybody.
Oh, when I mean hate, excuse me, I mean strongly dislike. Because, you know, Trump supporters, you know, be careful because the president thinks you're a sucker.
A what?
A sucker? Because he said in 1980 the same stuff he's saying now. He's done everything he said he was going to do. Name one person in this country that's as big as him. Politically or not politically, that has the same viewpoint in 1970 as he does now. Oh, wait, because I don't know of any. Because Hillary Clinton was a Barry Goldwater supporter. You know, he wanted to resegregate America. That's right. Barry Goldwater. Button Chug. Makes no sense. He flips his whatever he wants to do to get whatever he can. They don't care. Let me see here. What am I supposed to be for today?
Is that the gay one?
No, Peter, the South Bend.
Which one's gay?
I don't know which one's gay.
Well, I know Mark isn't.
I didn't know one was gay.
Peter Buttigieg is gay. He's married to a man.
Peter Button Greg? That's his name.
Look him up.
I'm sure he is. I mean, he's flaming to me. See, but I don't look at anyone as a flame or a non-flame or whatever. I mean,
you haven't told me anything about flames. You brought the flames
into it. But my point is, he's someone that's like, we'll be surrounded with 70 people full of guns. Folks, we need to ban guns. Okay, well then, you need to get those 70 people to disarm. You need to give them laser blazers. You know, I mean, I'll support. Okay, if you want to take away the Second Amendment right, that's fine. Does that mean that you want to disarm cops, disarm the military, and guns, like the people that protect you are going to be disarmed?
You can say anything you want to about England, but their cops don't carry guns either.
Yeah.
I don't know about their army, but their police don't.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, these people, we got to take away guns from law-abiding citizens because, I don't know, I got to make sure, you know, because, I mean, if you need to take away my gun to govern me, then you're doing it wrong. And don't forget to like and share, please like and share. I do have a PayPal link if you want to donate to help make this conversation because the cord I have just to plug my phone in is like $40. This stuff's not cheap. And I pay for every single thing. These flags, all of it's paid for by me and my wife. Mainly my wife. My wife got these flags. But this is awesome. Girls are suing to block transgender athletes from competing against females.
Good.
Now, I can if a guy has actually gone through the actual transformation process, like, okay, he's on the hormones, he's had the surgery. If they've had the operation to actually have the, you know, that's a little bit different than me just saying I want to be a chick. Because at least they're going, at least you can say it's not fake because they've had the surgery.
Park and they have
Randy. Yeah. I'm strong woman. Yeah. Whatever it was. It was hilarious.
We watch South Park way too much. We need help. We need help.
my wife needs to go to Celebrate Recovery for South Park. But, you know, it's good. I mean, that's the only thing I legally could say, though. Like, if they've gone far enough to where they've actually done the whole year and everything it takes to prove you are, so you have, and you actually have the actual surgery, that's a bit different. If you're just some 300-pound guy that, you know, that's 7'4", that's, okay, I can run a mile in 2 minutes, I'm a chick, I'm going to dominate, then no. I don't really believe transgender, you know, women, men.
You're missing the point, though, because they already have rules that their testosterone levels for them to compete. Their testosterone, men's testosterone, has to be, because you have higher testosterone than me.
Oh, I know.
For them to compete as a woman, they have to take medicine to get their testosterone down. To where it's the same as a woman. But your body is different. Okay?
That's why I'm saying the only way I would even consider
it's still not fair.
I'm not saying it's fair. But at least it's not some guy that's, you know, like a, you know, it's because it's sort of like the transgender bathroom issue. It was never a transgender bathroom. All Barack Obama didn't tell you was a man can go into a woman's restroom and a woman can go in the man's restroom. You don't have to look like a woman or a man to go in the other bathroom. So when your six-year-old girl's in there, I can walk right in there and use the bathroom. You know, I don't really support it, but at least if they have gone through the painstaking year process to prove that they are wanting to be a woman, and yet I watched a whole documentary on a guy that became a woman and what he had to do for like a year and a half and take all these medications and hormones so that he could actually get approved for the surgery. I couldn't imagine going through what you have to.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. So, I mean, it's not like someone like that is just saying, well, I'm a chick, I want to run. No, I don't think they, you know, that's about the only case I would even consider, and even then I probably wouldn't want it. Because 9 times out of 10, the man, but then take me. Have me get into women's athletics. Because of my muscle issues, I wouldn't even have a chance. Because of my myopathy, I wouldn't even... But, you know, it's just one of those things, you know. But it's good to see that they're fighting back and doing something. And it's not like, well, it's the girls fighting back, not conservatives. It's not a partisan issue, you know. A powerful Las Vegas culinary union declines to endorse any particular candidate or Democrat. Kind of interesting, you know. Let me see here. The union, I'd be calling up that union and say, okay, so... Why would you be endorsing any Democrat or Republican for that matter? Why? Well, I love that one guy that when he had it was a company and he had to let people go because of Obama's policies. So what did he do? He looked for people that supported Obama and he fired them. He let them go. Well, hey. If it wasn't for Obama, how can I have a conservative? How can I let go of a conservative when he didn't want Barack Obama? You did, and because of Barack Obama's policies, I have to let you go. I can't afford to keep you. I can't afford to pay you because of his policies and what he's doing. It's not a me or you. It's this is what happened. I have to let you go. You support him. His policies are making me do what I don't want to have to do, but I have to because his policies are, hey, I'm not going to get rid of someone that supported John McCain or Mitt Romney. And when I mean Mitt Romney, you know what I mean. Pierre Delecto. But, you know, it's just, there's just so much support around Trump. And I want to get into this because I've been trying to find, I've only found liberal articles on this, but supposedly, I think it's in Arizona where they're building the wall, they're working on the wall. They were basically blowing up areas and supposedly desecrating Native American burial sites. And I can't find any conservative articles on this. I only found like 3 because someone posted this and I want to see Trump support this and I'm like, well, you know, and that's why and it made me thinking and I'm like, okay, first of all, the articles I read had it to where this was being built on public land. They have Native American like reservation stuff over here and where they're supposedly buried these Native Americans, it's on public land. So if you decide to go metal detecting and you found something, you could dig up a Native American if they aren't buried too deep. It's on public land. It's not like they're invading on Native American soil. I couldn't find out if they were told ahead of time that Native Americans are buried here and you can't. I kind of look at it like, okay, you have a park in the city, and it was your uncle's favorite park, and they buried him there. And then you're mad because, hey, they're going to build a stadium there, and they got to dig it up, and they just dug them up. They just dug there, and by the time you realize they were putting the stadium here and they dug it up, you know, if they were told, hey, there's Native Americans here, you know, have respect, you know, do something, you know, if they were told this, it's wrong if they were actually doing it. But from what I read, it was on public land. So it's not like, why were they not buried in their reservation area? That's not public land. I don't know, but it's just wrong to begin with if that's what they were. Okay, we know about these Native mercenaries going to blow the thing up. They're just going to level it anyways. Who cares? I don't know. It's just sad. Because, like, and I say this all the time on my program, if you're an Obama supporter, that's fine. I don't know how, because I don't know many Obama supporters that ever, they supported 199% of everything he did. Except for when I show him video of Barack Obama. Yeah, you know, if you come over here with your wife and kids illegally, we're going to send you back. You're going back. What? Obama's going to send Mexicans back? That's not Obama. He wouldn't do that. He supports Mexicans. No. He got sent back. Yeah. They support Obama 100% until, okay, yeah, this is what Obama said about your taxes. Your taxes won't go up if you make under $250,000. But then when you look at your taxes, look at how much you make and look at your taxes. Yeah, they went up. Yeah, they went up they went up a whole bunch. Well, here's Barack Obama saying they wouldn't go up because you don't make over $250,000. Yeah, he lied to you. When you show him facts with, here's your pay stub. This is how much your taxes went up comparative to what Obama said. But most Democrats I know, oh, Obama did. He was perfect. I loved 100% of everything he said. Until you show them actual video, then you know they didn't pay attention. I mean, I had to watch a lot of his press briefings and stuff because this is what I do. I have to watch some MSNBC and CNN from time to see what they say. What are they talking about? Okay, there was a bombing in Paris. When that bombing happened in Paris, I was on MSNBC. I wanted to see, what are they saying about this? What are they saying about this? What is the left saying about it? Well, AOC came out today. She was a guest on RuPaul's show. I pledge allegiance to the drag. Give me a break. They don't. Oh, Lord, help me. I pledge allegiance to the drag of the LGBT community. For my gender, I don't know. Even when I stand. One chick in a man's bathroom until someone freaks out. We hate Trump. That's probably, I don't know what she said, but I mean, Lord help us. You know, I mean, if I work for a company like this culinary union, and oh, they're not going to endorse any Democrat, I'm like, okay, I don't want you to endorse any candidate. You know, I remember a time when you didn't know what people thought. Now you have Oscars and Grammys and stuff at record low viewership because people want to watch the Oscars. People want to watch. They don't want to hear. If I want political stuff, I'll watch CNN. Leave political talk to the people that do political talk. You know? Gosh. You know? Like I said on Breitbart's page, you know? My son Hunter Biden has done nothing but good things his whole life. So what Joe Biden is basically saying that is if you or me did what his son did, we won't be facing 20 consecutive life sentences in federal prison. Yeah, that's about as honest as Barack Obama saying he had a, his whole presidency was scot-free. He had nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong. So, Lord help us. Scandal-free. Okay. Well, I guess, you know, Hillary's email scandal. Oops. I said the S word. Scandal. Scandal-free presidency. Oh, yeah, that if you like your doctor, you can keep it. Yeah. Okay. Wow. He had a scandal-free, you know, that Fast and Furious there? Ooh, that wasn't really a scandal. It was just kind of like a misunderstanding. You know. Benghazi. Yeah, we just, we thought it was a video. We didn't think we were actually watching real Americans getting killed. Ooh. Okay, we better cover that one up. Should I go on the scandalous free presidency of Barack Obama? I'm just saying, you know. I wish I could have a scandalous free I'm just saying, I wish I could be scandalous like Barack Obama. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook Live. Thank you so much. I want to get into this now because, where is it? Where's this article? Here we go. President Trump threatens to pull federal cannabis protection. This is out of the High Times magazine online, February 11, 2020. It was published 2 days ago. It's a really good op-ed. I mean, you should. They have good stories, good and bad. And there's some goods to this, too. But the president's new financial plan for the 2021 fiscal year has dropped. And a few people surprised because there are some measures that are going to take away, you know, the security, you know, the protection of the cannabis, you know. But it does set aside the 2021 budget. $17 million for a national hemp program to clarify regulations, government assistance to the industry, and help move it forward. I mean, because I kind of feel like, I hate to say this, but when it comes to cannabis, there's a lot of things that people don't see. There's a lot of stuff that they could do back in the 1900s. You know, 1901, 1902, 1903 with cannabis, that now they're like, well, we have to, it's like, okay, do your research, and I guarantee you a lot of stuff, you could prove this happened, that happened, they did this, they made that. See, Model A cars used to be made, some of the fenders, out of actual hemp fiber. That's why we have a car made, comprised completely of marijuana. It's because there were car parts made back, Ford Model A parts that were made from actual hemp.
Not the answer to the car.
Hello, I am Toyota Kawasaki outside the United States-Mexican border, where we have a van that is surprisingly constructed completely of marijuana. Sir, you got the munchies. Just go with it. I'll go with it. I've always wanted to get a band. I always wanted to get a band together, and at the beginning of the concert, just go, piss off. You know, other night in daddy's eyes. That's just hilarious. But, you know, it's just, but that movie made fun of. And to me, Cheech and Chong made fun of all the stuff that they're trying to pretend like, well, we need to figure out how it can be, like, well, they know it can make plastic. They know it can make paper. They know it can do all this stuff. You don't need this. You can find ways to improve on it, but there's a lot of things I think they want to sit there and try to not they're going to reinvent it.
Just like with Rascal and his medicine that has made him sick, and he is almost 2 more months and he will be a year on medicine. Okay? 2 more months. They normally say this lasts in a cat 6 months. But they had to make it better. They had to make it stronger. It was working fine for him before it made him sick. They did not need to change the thing.
Yeah.
Just because you can don't mean you should.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like and Jerry Seinfeld said one time, he goes, Go to the drugstore anymore. Strength is gone. You can't get strength. It's only extra strength or maximum strength. Take the maximum allowable dose. Find out what will kill you and just back off a little bit.
Or ultra strength.
Okay, let me here. See, I found this stuff right here. It has 0.03 tetrahydrozoline. Got to get a amount of that in there. I'm glad I found this bottle. Do I want fast-acting or long-lasting? Do I want to feel better now or later? You know, things they've done with cannabis and used for years and years and years, they're acting like they're going to come out like it's a new thing. Look at what we found out we can do with cannabis. Well, they did that in 1904. They knew how to do that back then 100%. Nothing new. I mean, everyone makes fun of us reenactors until the power goes out. And then we know what the heck to do because, you know, I'm an Eagle Scout. I've done wilderness survival training. I've done, so it's fun. I know how to do that stuff. I know, okay, what do we do? How do we, you know, it's fun when they blindfold you, okay? Get dressed and tie your shoes. And you have to learn how, okay, what if you don't have light? What if this didn't happen? It's just one of those things. I mean, that I feel like there's not like we can't improve on certain things or there's things we have not found. I think they're getting a lot of the science in it, okay? We know it reduces pain and seizures and this is the science behind why it is. This is what's causing this. This is how we can extract this and make, here's a liquid that just has this in it. THA or CBD or CBD9. These are these components. So now that we've isolated what, because we know that it helps with seizures. Well, this is the part of the plant that helps. So we can make the plant have more of this. So it helps. Okay, this has more CBD because it helps with this or whatever the case. But I got about 12 minutes left in the program, folks. I think, yeah, something like that. Yeah, just under 11 minutes left in the program or just above 11 minutes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Long day. But it's going to be interesting to see because I still kind of feel like there's things that, well, because there's a bunch of people that Trump have that are basically reefer madness supporter type people that think that it's so bad and so dangerous and so deadly and so evil and so this and no one's died. Well, actually, there was a guy, I think, in Brazil that was smuggling tons of marijuana and a huge, giant brick fell on him and crushed him and killed him. So, yeah, someone has died from cannabis. Not in the inhalational way, but... I mean, I remember hearing a story of a girl that was at a party and they were sucking on a balloon time tank and sucking in the helium and an air bubble got into her bloodstream and killed her. That's why when you do insulin, you have to make sure there's no air bubbles in the needle. You know, who would think sucking on a helium tank would kill you? It can. Anything can kill you. But it's a gateway drug. Well, what are donuts? A gateway food? Start with donuts, work your way to a whole cake? See, that's where I think they screwed things. See, it used to be called Dunkin' Donuts. You had coffee, you had a donut, you dunked the donut in the coffee, hence the title of the place. That was just Dunkin'. Because they don't just sell donuts. Okay, if I'm going to a place like Dunkin', I'm going there for donut. I'm not going there. I can make a dang egg at home. I can get an egg sandwich at home. I don't have the patience and the time at home to sit there and take flour and water and yeast, gluten-free flour, and make a donut. Okay, I can make an egg sandwich pretty quickly at home. It takes a lot more effort for me to make a donut. That's why you go to a donut shop to get a donut. Now they got soup flying around. People wearing berets. They got donuts and like a relic in a case. Look, it's what we used to serve when we called it Dunkin' Donuts. Can't eat them anyways, but finally get a Dunkin' Donuts. I tried to get one for a long time. Well, someone owns the rights, so you can't do it. And now I can't eat them. We have 50 of them. Anywho, I'm going to get into Manchester United news. Thank you so much for tuning in. Is Pochettino coming to United and is Ollie out? That is the latest speculation. Well, I'll look at it like this. No guarantee with anybody. You know, Pod just wants to come back to the, I don't know, Premier League maybe? I don't think, Ollie will be here till May. I'm sorry. I don't see him going anywhere. I think I look at it like this. Ollie will be sacked if it is impossible to get back into the Premier League. If we don't get top four or don't win the Europa League, we're not going to be in Champions League. That's going to define us. Jadon Sancho might come to United on one condition. He wants Champions League football, I guarantee. If we can't offer that to him, he's going to go to Chelsea or Liverpool. If we can't offer him Champions League football, and I think unless Champions League football is out of the question, he's gone. Now, if we don't make it into Champions League football, if the Europa League making it, if we can't get to the Europa League through, you know, the Champions League through the Europa League, if we're out of the Europa League, I don't know. I don't think he would get sacked until May. And if we're guaranteed Champions League football next year, they'll keep him. What he was doing when he started at United, what he started when he came to Manchester United, okay, when he started, he needs to keep that going. They're just lost. I just feel like he had something good going and then he just changed tactics and hasn't. Oh, Sweetwaters. Yeah, my wife. I got to quick get to this because, I mean, I lived at Sweetwaters. Dude, I'd buy like 5 dozen. Yeah, my sister and her husband hated me. Like, I knew you eat like 75 donuts and you don't even gain a pound. But, bring Poch in here. He's not going to do anything. You know, I got called out, not by name, because I was someone that said, hey, guess what? Ollie is a director of football. What does he know about football? They were trying to get Bruno Fernandes way before he stepped in. Yeah, but Ollie could say no. always getting rid of the wrong player. Call me crazy, but always played for United. He knows the type of player we need. He doesn't have any sense of credibility. What is his tenure? What has he done? What, besides being a United legend that won us the Champions League, what has he done as a manager to give him the United job? But you're going to criticize me for thinking that, hey, why not put him at director of football to try to get some players in here? He knows what the club's all about. Hey, I've been here. We will have great times again. But you got to get, I mean, there's so much wrong at United. You can't just say, that's the big issue with Manchester United. They have so much wrong with it right now. There's no director of football. They're not spending a dime. I don't know. We just care about our club. And sometimes I feel like, okay, with the Pogba and the midfield crisis, we have to do something. I kind of feel like if Bruno Fernandes was, let's get him in, shut the fans up. We got a midfield crisis. We got to do something. But look at Paul Pogba. He's not out because he wants to leave United. He's going to leave United. Okay, I don't think they'll keep him. Him not playing is not because he doesn't want to play. Let me tell you something. If I was a club, I would look at Pogba and say, okay, you know, like, okay, look at him. He ain't playing. We're not going to pay that much. He hasn't done much. He wants to be on the pitch doing the best job he can while he's here, so that when he goes to go to somewhere, whether it's PSG or Inter Milan or Bayer Leverkusen or anywhere else, Real Madrid, Barcelona, this is what I did. This is the chance that I created. This is the player I was. He doesn't want to be sitting there because, okay, look at how much he was out this season. Do I really want to sit there and, I don't know, risk? I mean, at least if he's got 20 goals and 15 assists, I can sit there and say, hey, look at what he's done. He could still tank. Any player can flop any given day, but at least he's got something to, he's got 20 goals and 15 assists. If he's got one shot on goal, two assists, no goals, and spent 3 months out injured, how is that going to look if you're trying to entice another team to buy the player? I'm just saying, he's not out because he wants to be out. He wants to make himself look as good as possible so that people want to, hey, we'll take him. He wants to go. We'll take him. We're PSG. We're Paris Saint-Germain. We'll take him. Hold on. We're Bayer Leverkusen. We want him. He'll probably be the next best thing since Dimitar Berbatov.
PSG is who they played when they came to the U.S. and
yep.
Went to Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Right before we got married or right after?
Right after. But it's one of those things, folks, that when you look at it, whoever they would get in, I kind of feel bad for Ollie because he's not really getting a fair shake because that club is such a mess.
I don't think any of them have gotten
a fair shake, any of them.
Yeah.
Whether it's Mourinho, whether it's Van Hall.
Which I like Van Hall.
David Moyes. See, Ryan Giggs got jeered. And I'm like, what are they doing picking this guy? But then, that's why when David Moyes came in, because he was recommended by Alex Ferguson, I thought he must know something I don't. I got about 20 seconds left, but I thought he might know something I don't. I'm like, well, let's give him a chance. Yeah. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance in the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night, and God bless all. Goodbye.